Bridges ought to have an amendment. No draft fees for Vietnam. So, Larry sold Larry the reporter today. So, we need to face you back another meeting. I think you ought to get on with that, your army friends. I just asked one, and I just don't think we ought to let him run off with. You agree or not?
I basically agree, except that the studies show that it won't work.
Too, they have to position a lot of people that they're going to do it.
Right.
he keeps telling me that we do not appreciate. He said, we have one man who makes the decision. They have 15 with one of them preeminent, but still collegial. I told Ron, too, because I felt that Miss Galley knowing, I didn't want to humiliate Ron. Oh, yeah. He thinks it's going to be a tremendous headline. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all jury appointed. He's still, yeah, senator, didn't understand. I mentioned this.
But they'll understand the time of hand. Here's Moscow, Washington, announcing this event.
Ron,
see.
We'll see. You told him you're still waiting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they are under. I told him if he screws this up, he'll never be told another thing. And Scally, who has dealt with it, doesn't, has been very good.
He knows you can't say that.
He knows you can't. You have to be very careful. He understands, really, on this one, he's been good on everything, but he's...
That's just better. I think he understands this one.
This one, he really...
Because he knows better than some of the others. I think it is because...
Oh, yeah.
God, it always is a problem. Wilson had problems with them, so that...
It's better to have problems with formidable people like Old Lodge,
yeah,
than with these third raiders.
Yeah. Wilson could have had a deal with Lodge.
Yeah.
He could have, you know what I mean? It wasn't all that unreasonable.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of... That's right. Really, they are third raiders. I
when you look around that table...
God almighty, I just want a weak bunch of bastards. The only man in that room is four. I agree. The only man in that room is four.
Well, then the Republicans haven't really been a party of responsibility for so long that they just don't.
Democrats have responsibility at the moment. Name one.
No. They have some.
The Southerners.
Yeah.
Stennis. You know, so Russell died, they put his camera out. The son of a bitch is wrong and everything.
Oh, the new Southerners are no good either.
Gambrell and Childs are both over at Mansfield.
Yeah.
They're part of the young breed.
Yeah, the young ones are no good. That governor in Georgia isn't any good. With that funny haircut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't remember to say, but I remember those. He's around. Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
Typical, well, basically, he's not a serious man.
Yeah.
French,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
He's not a heavyweight. That's what we really would put it.
That's right. He's not there.
Really good. The country gets down to it. You know, you stop to think of Americans. So we bail. The likelihood now is that Kennedy would be nominated by the Democrats. Losses. New York.
Oh, this is great.
You see him sitting in his office.
A man who, right, when a woman drowned, spent 10 hours covering himself, leaving her there, was cheated on a law exam, was frivolous.
There's so many things, but apart from all that, his position on everything, he's jumping in, trying on the demonstration side.
And he is soft. The others, at least, were faith. The other two candidates were.
Yeah, that's Eastland.
Bobby, especially, was tough.
Jim Eastland said, he said, Jack was bright, Bobby was tough. He says, this fellow was neither bright nor tough.
Yeah.
Interesting. He isn't.
No.
He's good looking. He's that. He's not bright, he's not tough. I tell you, we can't let the country play. Let's don't die, as we say, on all these votes generated things. Let's go die a thousand deaths. Don't worry about it. They're either not taken or not taken. I can't conceive they're not taken, unless, as I say, they're American. They're American advisors, or in some way or gotten to them on the thing. But on the other hand, they would have gotten to them earlier.
But you see, Mr. Fisher,
all this generated.
You see, it's conceivable to me that with a Mansfield vote coming up, they don't want to give it to you on the day of the vote. So that you might be running around the Senate and saying, I've got to deal with the Russians cooking. That's conceivable. when they kept up the negotiations during Laos, when they continued them during the demonstrations. But it is also true they didn't give us their final answer until after the demonstrations were over. Slip until early next week, that's conceivable. Tragedy. Inconceivable to me that they have too much going. They know Rush won't come to another meeting. They had wanted to do you in, they would have found some technical reasons to queer it. They had a good one last week when I gave them the ultimatum, which was really gambling. They could have said, all right, let's handle it in Vienna. Let's forget about this channel. We would have been...
But that seemed to me was very important, that ultimatum.
Oh, yeah.
When we said, look here, you want to deal with us or else?
That's where they got that. Maybe where they did that lousy announcement for themselves, because we got the answer within 24 hours.
Thank you. Say they won't do that.
Why they have to say they've got to vote for something? Why do they have to vote for something? They could say the president is right. We'll go down with them.
Of course, the argument that we get out, say this maybe.
That was Rogers' line from the beginning. Without those people, that gave you 3 days headlines over the weekend. The alternative was to negotiate with Mansfield. There is nothing to negotiate with Mansfield. He is a man of principle on this issue.
Sure is.
Overkill is what people say to those who've lost.
Sure do.
Or who are in trouble. If you hadn't done it, where would we be? On Wednesday morning before we moved, everyone told us we didn't have a chance. By Sunday they were accusing us of overkill.
What Griffith's argument is in a more sophisticated way is that he deals with so he wants...
The president, we are better off with a lousy amendment passing that we can defeat in the House than with one which we work on with them
and then accept,
and then we can't kill it in the House. I'd rather have the undiluted Matthias amendment passed, and then with the salt and coming afterwards, it oughtn't be hard to kill it in the House. I think you're going to have Seoul. I think you're going to have a summit. I think you're going to have a Berlin agreement. And I think the chances are at least 50-50 that you'll have a Peking meeting.
First meeting with Bob Hardy, we'll try to get him in.
Yeah, I've ordered.
Friday.
Good, yeah. Good.
Should we shoot for Friday?
Yeah, that's good.
Everything should be done.
We'll be done by then. I imagine that we won't go Friday. Worst comes to worst, it might slip to Monday or Tuesday, but I can't imagine.
It does.
I don't see how it would. And then it will really turn out to have been tremendously wise. I mean, if you had talked to Rogers this morning, we would have been hostages. And I dismiss.
I'll be sure. Okay. We got the word. Both Ziegler and the rest. Don't tell anybody else around here.
No, I
know the people around here leave. And I don't go any further. All of them knows. But I wouldn't scatter it around early.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Peterson people like that.
No.
They don't know how to keep things.
No. I haven't told them even a hint. By the end of the day, we had a good chance with a group. By this time tomorrow, they will have heard something. They may say, let's do it next Tuesday. Speculated. It's just not conceivable that they would hand me a text on Wednesday and want to change it the following Tuesday after I accepted it verbatim. Now, this is not one that's in dispute. The only text I want to change is the letter, but the letter isn't going to be released. Fully disciplined. He would not have said me. I've reviewed every phone conversation.
What about you say today?
He said send Smith back and say there'll be an announcement in a few days. Played it very cool. I said, I don't give a damn about the... I said, we're not impatient. We just... I don't want Semyonov to start talking to Smith again, when Smith... That's another reason why it's better to keep Smith here.
2:30, we'll wait at 2:30. 2:30